Thank you for joining us for today's Spotlight program. I'm Mike Proctor.
And I'm Rebecca Skipper. Spotlight uses a special English method of broadcasting. It is easier for people to understand, no matter where in the world they live.
We traveled about 5,000 million kilometers in space. We visited a comet. We took pieces of it, and they landed on Earth this morning.
I fully expect school books in the future will have a lot of new information from the samples that landed here this morning. On Sunday, January 15, 2006, a very special container arrived back to Earth from space. This container traveled a total of 4,600 million kilometers. It had been in space for 7 years.
Today's spotlight is on the Stardust Space Vehicle. The Stardust collected materials from space. Scientists were very happy to see the Stardust return to Earth. They were excited to study the materials collected inside. Why do scientists believe these materials are so important?
NASA, the United States space program, began building the Stardust in 1994. It took 5 years to build. NASA engineers sent it into space in February 1999.
The Stardust vehicle is small. It weighs only about 350 kilograms. During its time in space, the Stardust carried a special container. Inside the special container was a very special material. Scientists call this material aerogel.
Scientists make aerogel by mixing together four different chemicals. The chemicals react together and form a wet, soft substance. Then, scientists put the substance under a lot of heat and pressure. The final result is a very dry, very fine, soft material, like a sponge. It is blue, and it is very light. That is because aerogel is over 99% porous, 99% just holes.
The fact that aerogel is so porous is very important. In fact, it is the reason why NASA chose to use this material for the Stardust project. You see, aerogel can capture materials in its center.
The purpose of the Stardust was to explore a comet. A comet is a small object that circles the sun. Stardust was the first NASA project designed to return materials from outside of the moon's orbit.
NASA wanted the Stardust to cross paths with a particular comet named Comet Vilt 2. However, the comet was moving very fast, and it was very far away. But the scientists were prepared for that. By using mathematics, they were able to time exactly when the stardust and the comet would meet. Their plan was to have the stardust orbit the sun 3 times. On its 3rd time around, the stardust and comet Vilt 2 would cross paths. The stardust would then be travelling at the same speed as comet Vilt 2.
The stardust and the comet had to be travelling at the same speeds. If the comet had been travelling faster, the comet's particles would hit the stardust. Small, fast-moving particles could have easily destroyed the stardust. But if the stardust had been traveling faster than the comet, it would have passed the comet by. It would not have been able to gather the materials the scientists wanted.
It took years for the stardust to reach comet Vilt 2. In January of 2004, the stardust finally crossed paths with the comet.
So, why did scientists choose comet Vilt 2? Well, it is because they believe that this comet is over 4 billion years old. Weather and pressure have changed the shapes and the faces of planets. But comets are frozen. Comets are made of frozen ice and dust. They mainly fly outside of the solar system. Scientists believe that comets are the most unchanged bodies in space. So, scientists hope that particles collected from comet Vilt 2 will explain more about the beginning of the universe.
The aerogel in the stardust was able to collect particles from the comet. And on January 15th, 2006, those particles arrived here on Earth, 4 years after the stardust collected them. What a journey!
A team of scientists opened the stardust container. They were surprised by what they found. The aerogel was able to capture over 1 million pieces of material. Professor Brownlee of the University of Washington is one of the lead scientists for the stardust. He said,
"The stardust is a huge success. We can see lots of impacts into the aerogel. There are big ones, and there are small ones. One impact is almost large enough to put your little finger into it."
150 scientists all over the world are waiting for their chance to study these materials.
These materials are the first of their kind to return to Earth from space. Scientists believe that molecules from the space dust will be the same as molecules found on Earth. They also believe that the space molecules will be the same as some molecules found in the human body. Scientists say that these materials will give evidence about the beginning of our solar system.
Some people fear the results from the Stardust study. They fear that scientists will say that human life may exist outside of Earth. If human life exists in other places, then humans would not be special. But Brownlee does not believe humans exist anywhere else. He believes that the conditions are perfect for life only on Earth. So Earth, along with the people on it, is unique.
Brownlee has spent many years studying dust from space. He believes this dust holds secrets to the beginnings of the universe. He believes that the origins of people are in dust.
Christians use similar language. They believe that people are special. And they believe that the earth is special too. The Bible shares that God created the earth. And then it says, "Then the Lord God formed a man. He made him out of the dust of the ground. He breathed the breath of life into him, and the man became a living person."
The Bible is not a science book. The Bible is the story of God and man. Both science and religion have something to say about where we came from. Science can be used to describe how. Science helps us understand how things work. But religion helps us to understand who. Who made us? The Bible is clear in its message that God made us. In the Bible, one prophet says, "God, you created the deepest parts of my being. You put me together inside my mother's body. How you made me is amazing and wonderful. I praise you for that."
The writer and producer for today's program was Rebecca Skipper. Computer users can hear Spotlight programs and read their scripts at www.radio.english.net. This program is called Stardust. What do you think about the Stardust study? We enjoy your comments. You can email us at radio@english.net.